Hi there, welcome to Biased Chinese. This is purely, deeply, truly personal. I'm a Mananian Chinese mainlander, and I've spent the first 30 years of my life in China, which means I've been through the reform and opening up, the earthquake in 2008, the build-up of the Great Firewall, and lastly, the COVID-19. In this podcast, I just want to give a common individual Chinese perspective on the things happening. Because I'm sick of propaganda, and I simply don't want to be represented by anyone else without my consent. Like millions of the commoners in China, here's what I think. So, after knowing all my knowledge and understanding of Cultural Revolution, now I have to tell you my understanding of my culture, namely Chinese culture. That's really a huge topic, I know. I'm still processing it as I'm living. It's simply for you to have a fair judgment on my opinion. I don't mind people judging me. As my podcast name says, everyone is biased. I'm a biased Chinese. So, quick background. As I've said before, I have a master's degree on English literature, particularly on modern British and American novel. My graduate thesis is on William Faulkner's As I Lay Dying, using the philosophy of a French called Henri Bergson. I've worked in publishing and media industry in China. I love culture, and I'm always curious. Going to the museum is my hobby. That's why currently I'm in the cultural center of Europe, a city with more than 200 museums. And I'm taking my second master program, which is called Cultural Intelligence and Innovation. I was really impressed by the Western education system, and I learned a lot from a group of Western professors and professionals. Coincidentally, I read a guidebook around 500 pages for tourists who mean to travel to China. It was published in 1986 by a French publisher. What amazed me most is that you know exactly what I've learned from my high school in China. The history, the geography, the local characteristics, the customs, and so on. We have the same basic knowledge on China. And sometimes you have more interesting details than me because of the censorship by the Communist Party. But the conclusion is, basically, you are correct. The thing that differs us is our understanding and interpretation, or namely our experience. So all in all, in conclusion, I personally have a negative comment on current Chinese culture. I repeat, I personally have a negative comment on current Chinese culture. What's the current Chinese culture? It's a combination of patriarchal Confucius with totalitarian Orwellian system. Yes, you are right. There is no such thing as human rights in China because the totalitarian collectivism prevails. You benefit when you are in the great number, but you lose all when you belong to the small number. And your fate is like drawing lottery. 99% of the Chinese will have the turn to be the small number one day. Women are still be treated as a tool for sex and for baby. Living in the city makes your life as women better, but deep down, in the end, your means are the same as those living in the village. Well-educated women are still struggling in the city with layers of ceilings visible in every industry. Men will have privilege, but they pay the price with being ass-kisser to their superior if they want to climb the ladder. This is the only way. Because deep down, Confucius means everyone is born unequal. There is a rank to maintain. So people show respect to the higher rank, but also reveal disdain to lower rank. Namely, it's a pathetic society which breeds hatred and mistrust. A world I wouldn't recommend you to live in right now. But again, pay attention. I emphasize once more, hereby I just mean the current Chinese culture, led by Chinese Communist Party under its regime over 70 years. China has a very long history. There are a lot of things which are the gems of my culture, which I really love to share with you, which I think could contribute to make a better world for all. Just unfortunately, for now, we Chinese are still presenting you the wrong things, because we have a wrong representative towards the world now. In the next episode, I'll give you my analysis, but I think you've already guessed my answer. Yes. Cultural revolution is possible to happen again in China. Actually, it has already begun. But it is coming back in a new form under this new age with internet. China is going through a cyber cultural revolution by now. Fear has already spread among Chinese in the mainland. The Red Guards are coming back and attacking people who speak right now. It's coming back in a subtle but also vital way to impact the Chinese near future, which could have a spillover effect towards the rest of the world, if bad luck.